From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Primary elections are underway in Florida today. The polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning. And as part of WLRN's special election coverage, reporter Wilson Sayer was at the Miami-Dade County Elections Department earlier this morning. Wilson, tell me about some of the new improvements at the polls that the department made this year.
A big thing for this year is that they rolled out for the first time ever this new electronic check-in system. So before, you had to go where your last name, you had to line up where your last name was, and they'd have to go down a physical list and check you off, and that created some bottlenecks. So now you can go to any check-in with your license and they check you in a lot faster. So they think that that's going to, at least in the general election, cut off a lot of time for people waiting in line. No lines yet to be heard of, says the elections department. So it seems like everything's going smoothly and they're just waiting for the results to come in.
And Wilson, what are officials expecting in terms of voter turnout?
So they expect about 20% of registered voters to vote in this primary election. That's about average. And they say they already have about 10% from absentee ballots. So it looks like it's going to be coming in just about what the average is for these primary elections.
Thank you, Wilson. And we'll be following the primary elections throughout the day. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.